What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This is the place to be if you're ready for the best podcasts of the paranormal. Curious and sometimes unexplained. Now listen to this.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
With Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show, KukulCon Part 5, Nephilim Tech, Conspiracy, and much more. For those of you who are new to this show, and I get new listeners every week, let me explain that 14 years ago, back in 2009, I wrote and published a book called The Secret Wisdom of KukulCon. It is subtitled Interdimensional Contact in a Holosentient Universe, and it deals with the connection between aliens, spirits, cryptids, ESP, and you. And I must say, this book over the past 14 years has been quite popular. Even though it is available on Amazon, I have sold most of them through my website. And all these years, I have gotten so many emails from people saying, can you please read this as an audiobook? And I just haven't had the time. I've read other audiobooks in the past, but because of how this book is laid out, and the variety of topics covered, I thought to myself, what if every once in a while I read one chapter on this podcast, Strange Things, and then eventually I will have read every chapter and I just edit them all together and say, voila, here is your audio book. And so I am now up to chapter 5, which is what I'm about to read to you. And believe it or not, after this, there are only 2 more chapters left to go. I'm going to be done with this audio book before you know it. So, now I always like to reiterate that because I wrote this in 2009,
Yes, there are things that I would write or word differently if I wrote this book now. I think that that would be the case with any nonfiction book and even some works of fiction. However, as I read it, I do resist the temptation to modify things from a retrospective point of view. And I just try to read it to you as it was published back in 2009. So keep that in mind if some things do come across a bit dated. All right. This is, I also should point out, I think the meat of the content, however, is solid and timeless. Therefore, let's jump right into it because this is not one of the shorter chapters. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. Chapter 5. Wisdom and Time. Kukulcan and the paratemporals, what some call Nephilim, did not travel in cars or by horseback. They flew in the liquid mercury machines, or quicksilvers. Though found on Earth, the heart of the device, the mercury, appeared so foreign to the Maya, just as it still does to us today, that they revered it and its mystical properties. And yet the quicksilvers were not just rigid metal frames, as we so often think of UFOs today. As they spun and warped time, their energy fields became less fluid. When you put your hand on a video game joystick and apply pressure, that pressure creates electrical signals. Those electrical signals travel through fine conduits to effect change. If that joystick is attached to the wheels of a tank, the wheels spin as you move forward. This is just one way of transferring your conscious desire to a vehicle. The paratemporals were so advanced that they had transcended that stage. Their vehicles were conscious sensitive. Hands placed on controls could directly guide the quicksilvers. Furthermore, as our modern science of understanding consciousness evolves, it seems the craft may not have simply been steered with thoughts, but actually powered by thoughts as well. These craft were a mesh of organic and inorganic materials. Outwardly, the sleek shell could function aerodynamically, while inwardly, components were actually living, able to sense and transfer bioenergy effortlessly. The quicksilvers were made of a conscious sensitive material with a spinning mercury core. Because of this, the craft could change form depending on the conditions within which it functioned. In Earth's atmosphere, a reflective saucer shape worked well. Under the water, perhaps a sphere. In outer space, a high energy blaze of plasma. The machine adapted to its environment. But because the quicksilvers were sensitive to consciousness, a force also directed by humans, well, the human observers themselves could, and always have, literally influenced the form of the machines. That is why, throughout history, UFO reports have often reflected the expectations of the witnesses. An even stronger effect when in the presence of a large group of humans, willfully shaping the experience, manifesting what they expect and hope to see. The humans surrounding Kukulcan did not even understand how a simple airplane worked. How was he to explain to them in great detail the workings of the quicksilvers? These were simply magic to the Maya, and Kukulcan was the great magician. Most of the humans were illiterate, and there was no mass media for mass communication. Therefore, Kukulcan could only seriously explain himself to a select few, allowed to surround him. The Maya were extremely intelligent, yet extremely barbaric. This may seem difficult to understand, but it can be said of all successful civilizations. Cultures are composed of many layers of human understanding. And only those that possess factions brutal enough to conduct merciless war have survived and flourished so that some of their records exist even today. We can fault the Maya for their violence, society, and superstitions. Yet, is the world so different today? As I write these words, the globe is still embroiled in religious wars, fought in the name of superstitions and imaginary beings, even as we call ourselves civilized and great. The Mayan histories record Kukulkan as a benevolent god who could have destroyed everyone, but he did not. It may not be entirely accurate to call him good or bad. He was, as usual, simply self-serving. But because he did not take sport in maliciously causing pain and suffering, and preferred to see humans work together in productive cooperation, he is a beloved figure to this day. Maybe a fundamental Christian who could see those days in a crystal ball would call him the devil, since he did influence the people and he left them with knowledge. Perhaps Kukulkan would call the Christian God the devil, having successfully deceived the world by reversing roles. There really is no devil, though, just man's animalistic tendency to be greedy and selfish. And that urge may never die. And if knowledge feeds it, so be it. Regardless, Kukulkan did give us wisdom. Kukulkan, the serpent god, explained to the Mayan priest how the quicksilvers could warp space and time. He was from another place, but more importantly, another dimension, one that vibrated at a rate faster than ours. He tried to explain how his craft could change forms as it altered dimensions and conditions, protecting the pilot and adapting almost instantly to its environment. He explained that they travel because they can and because they need resources like all beings, and our world is rich. But perhaps most importantly, Kukulkan told them of the cosmic breath. I'm going to pause there, and of course, when I come back, I will tell you what is meant by the cosmic breath. You know, I guess something I should tell you about here before we do hit this break is that for about, I'm going to say 3 years now, at least 3 years, I have been working on a product, and I never felt ready to produce this product until this year, thanks to having my new laboratory and my new workshop here in Las Vegas. And so I made one batch of this product. It's going to be my final product of the year 2023. I plan to announce it in October. That's coming up soon. And the thing is, I was only able to make 150 of these. And you know they're going to disappear at lightning speed. So, if you want to hear about it as soon as it is available, here's what you've got to do. You've got to go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P when you type that in. I do have a period after my P otherwise, but just not in the website address, joshuapwarren.com. And on the homepage, you'll see it where it says, click here for Joshua's free newsletter. When you click that, you can sign up for the newsletter. That way you will be notified as soon as this new product is ready. And it is a beauty. And it's already, let me tell you that I wish I could tell you what some of the test subjects are saying. It's changing lives already. But when you sign up for that free e-newsletter, you also instantly receive an automated email from me that has links to all kinds of free goodies online that you can use to start making your life more magical and, frankly, miraculous. You can do that right now at joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hang in there. Josh is coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited, or exhausted. It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zoom, eh? And now, let's get back to the secret wisdom of Kukulkan. The cosmic breath is the rhythmic ebb and flow of the universe. The galaxies undulate, expanding and contracting like a massive breast, coming and going like seasons, with one cycle taking many thousands of years. And just as the temperature rises and falls on Earth as seasons change, the frequencies of the universe rise and fall as the cycles come and go. Once every few thousand years, the frequency level of our Earth is raised, and suddenly we appear on the, quote, radar of those other dimensions, usually invisible to us. There is a convergence of our dimensions. The two do not completely overlap, but come close enough together so that, using the quicksilvers, more paratemporals are able to visit us. Some can visit us at any time. And there are miniature convergences or flaps from time to time. But the increase around the mass convergence is so great that the other times pale in comparison. Kukulkan was there in the midst of a cosmic convergence. The world was filled with paratemporals like him. He explained how humans could predict these convergences by watching the stars, identifying the cycles of heavenly bodies and
see their patterns reflect frequency and vibrational change. The Mayan obsession with time, dedication to the great calendar, was solidified. He told them that the mass convergence in which they sat would end soon, and he and most of his kind would fade away, first zipping away in their quicksilvers. But those like him, perhaps even himself, depending on how time passed, would come back. They would come back during the next mass convergence, a new chapter, and it would begin around December 21st of 2012. So what did he say would happen in 2012? Would it be like someone had flipped a switch and the world would turn upside down? No. It would be the start of a gradual shift in human perception, allowing us to experience these paratemporals once again with greater regularity. These experiences would open the minds of humans and show them the wisdom of working together, overcoming many of the petty divisions within the human race that divide us now. In the words of President Ronald Reagan, quote, "I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask, is not an alien force already among us?" End quote. Yes, December 21st, 2012 will be marked by an alignment of our galaxy with the solar system, the likes of which has not been seen in around 26,000 years. And yes, researchers like Terence McKenna, having compared history with the Yi Ching, have made a fascinating case for how the historical time wave of events might break down on that particular day, condensing into something unknown. The Yi Ching itself is based on the idea that tossed coins fall in certain patterns because they simply represent a miniature model of greater forces in the universe and can be read to help determine aspects of your life. Well, those are mesmerizing topics to be dwelled upon, but they are simply indicators of the great dimensional convergence. Once begun, human minds will open for the next 1,000 years as humans are exposed to mysterious interactions on a scale not seen in centuries. This is the meaning and purpose and hope for a new era of human enlightenment, risen from the ashes of the old ignorant ways that have built on the misinterpreted fragments of the last great convergence. Destruction of the old is necessary for fresh growth, and that transition will be traumatic. So, will anything actually happen to you on December 21st, 2012, at 11:11 Universal Time? This will be the opening of the third eye, and a time for new perception to begin. As the global frequency changed with cosmic nature, the vast majority of the paratemporals, angels, and demons slowly faded from our dimension after the Great Convergence. Some have been able to pop in and out ever since, especially during miniature convergences like the year 1947 or the period from 1964 to 1968. All the while, the promise was that a return would occur in the distant future, the process beginning in 2012. Our history is scattered and inconsistent. The written records are filled with vague references to giant skeletons, often horned, that have been uncovered in places like Pennsylvania or North Carolina, only to mysteriously vanish or simply fall from documentation. For example, see my book, Pet Ghosts. There are also stone monuments bearing weird petroglyphs never understood, such as Judicolor Rock in Cullowhee, North Carolina. We can't be sure how many of these are connected to underground cultures or periodic visits from paratemporal beings, but we can feel confident in some scattered fashion The beings from other realms have continued to influence the shape of our human development. Through the years, those who came into personal contact with the most impressive paratemporals used their privileged knowledge and experiences to dominate their peers, just as the paratemporals dominated all humankind. And some of them have indeed apparently stayed in contact to some extent. They know that no matter what powers humans create, the visitors can outdo it. And so that relationship is held in the highest regard for security and dominance. Those with this contact, and the heirs of those with this contact, have used it to influence the affairs of their lives, gain wealth and strength, and give themselves an edge. And this is the great secret kept by our rulers in modern society. But I'm not talking about mere presidents and political figureheads. Our world is controlled by money. The paratemporals set the gold standard for that money long ago. And so no matter how eloquent, sincere, or persuasive a speaker, transforming thoughts and words into action requires money. Not only is it necessary to provide our basic survival needs, but a person can be imprisoned for not paying a tax imposed by his fellows. The people who run for high office require millions of dollars to succeed, truly astronomical sums that automatically separate them from us, the commoners. If you were to give a politician a great sum of money, you'd want to make sure you could somehow control that politician. Blackmail is a common tool, and thus we fill our offices with blackmailable people who are naturally corruptible, in order to simply be a legitimate candidate. That is why politicians and politics is incessantly rocked with scandals and glimpses of that corruption inevitably peek out. Your money comes from a bank, and that bank's money comes from a bigger bank, and that bank's from an even bigger bank. And as you go higher and higher up the food chain, you eventually find that there is one ultimate bank to which all roads in the modern banking industry leads. The Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. It stands as a dark tower, kind of like Mount Doom. There are around 20 public directors, reps from various civilized countries, so they say, like the U.S., that means the head of the Federal Reserve, London, Tokyo, etc., and there is a private group of owners. And these may very well be the people who directly control the world. Okay, I'm going to pause here. It's kind of scary to say things like that, isn't it? Thinking, oh man, I hope they don't hear me say that. Oh well, it's out there now, I guess. Time for a break, but let me just give you this little plug here before we hit the break and come back and I get even deeper into this hole I'm digging. Speaking of money, you know, I own the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tour in Asheville, North Carolina, and the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour in Boulder City, Nevada, right outside of Las Vegas. The tours run year-round, but they sell out quickly in the fall. So, if you're interested in taking one of those tours, I created them. I own them. For the Asheville tour, just go to hauntedasheville.com. Asheville has an E in the middle, A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L-E. Go to hauntedasheville.com. And for Boulder City, you just go to hauntedbouldercity.com. And you will find that the guides are not only locals, but they're also, they're paranormal investigators with a lot of experience. All right, I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Stay there. Joshua P. Warren will be right back.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more of The Wizard of Weird starts right now.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. I'm reading from my book, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, which was published in 2009. Here we go. I gotta wait for the music to fade out for a second, because I'm gonna cut this together later in an audiobook. All right. Carol Quigley, the mentor of a recent U.S. president, wrote in his book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, published in 1966, quote, "The powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim. Nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. This system was to be controlled in a feudalist fashion by the central banks of the world acting in concert by secret agreements arrived at in frequent private meetings and conferences. The apex of the system was to be the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, a private bank owned and controlled by the world's central banks, which were themselves private corporations," end quotes. Those people who privately make decisions at the highest financial levels are often heirs of those who have secretly protected the knowledge of the paratemporal visitations, both long ago and even today.
These connections have been traced and documented well by a number of conspiracy researchers. There are many ignorant people who immediately roll their eyes and scoff at the entire idea of conspiracy. These people represent the worst of our peers. Each day around the world, people are imprisoned on charges of criminal conspiracy. A conspiracy begins the moment one person says to another, "Let's just keep this between the two of us." It isn't necessarily some vast, incredible, intricate plan that is concealed. However, even those are known to succeed. If you have any doubt that thousands of people can work in concert to keep a secret, just look at the Manhattan Project or the Allied operation for D-Day in World War II. Every organization, be it a family or business, is filled with private information and sly ways of wording things to preserve the privacy of the organization. And yes, the natural model for organization is the pyramid, with a few ambitious, strong folks at the top and an ever-expanding mass of less informed supporters beneath, working only at what they alone need, never able to or allowed to observe the big picture. Conspiracy is a rather sinister word for an element of basic human psychology and certainly does not need further justification. The truly ironic part is that secrecy really doesn't exist. People have big mouths and gossip about things before thinking about the repercussions of doing so. Of course, we always have deathbed confessions, during which very few powers can restrain one's will to speak the truth. All of the truth is all around you. In books, on the internet, presented by passionate speakers, but the trick is knowing which ones to believe. That is, and has always been, and will always be, the method by which truth is concealed. Those who want to conceal something don't just lie about it. They foster 10 different versions of the truth. The average person quickly becomes frustrated and exhausted by exploring each one and gives up on the entire exercise. That's why the vast majority of the public enables the conspiracy to function perpetually. Most of us are lazy, unmotivated, distracted, and a system that makes you work like a dog to survive ensures that you remain distracted most of the hours in your busy day. And one more thing, people are also afraid. They're afraid of going to Hades or disappointing their parents and teachers or doctors and pastors or being looked down upon by the neighbors or employers or co-workers, mainly because of low self-esteem and self-deception, hypocrisy. It's important to not cower before leaders or family members, educators, scientists, politicians, etc., who call you crazy for just having an open mind and a deeper understanding of the apparent. Don't continue to enable your own mental slavery by those who are often falsely considered well-educated. Only your intolerance can improve the world for everyone in those cases. And so those who are fortunate enough to descend from those who originally held court with the paratemporals are now those who call the shots, deciding war and peace, setting tones for customs and etiquette, tools they can use to make themselves look and sound superior to everyone else, a mind game to the end. In a way, they are representatives of the ancient visitors, their ambassadors and prophets. And we conquer other lands for the same reason the gods conquered us, self-interest. Descendants of the prophets have always worked together through their own private systems, secret societies. I won't use any particular names here because they carry a lot of baggage. Besides, if you know the name of a secret society, it's not nearly so secret as those whose names are hidden. But today, just how closely aligned are the human powers with those gods? Are some people actually shape-shifting reptilians that feed on human blood? Is this true? If it is true, it's the easiest secret to keep in the world because no one would ever believe it. Could there be entities from beyond that feast upon us? Why not? The world is larger and more complex than we can possibly imagine. Are we food for someone else? Each year, millions of people around the planet simply vanish without a trace. Never forget, I bet there is not one single cow on earth that knows people eat cows. Why should we know if we are being digested by something superior, if not physically, then directly by our energy? After all, the only reason to eat a plant or animal is so it will dissolve and ultimately give you its energy. Some life forms in the universe have probably evolved to surpass the eating of the physical flesh, going straight for the energy, the end product. In fact, humans seem to have this ability as well. Some people always drain your energy, psychic vampires, while others fill you with electricity and excitement. No two people see the world the same way. An obvious example may be two guys sitting in a bar. Maybe one sees a woman and finds her attractive. The other sees the woman and does not. Whose perception is correct? Obviously, there is no correct perception, only different ones. Each man is seeing something different, and only that man can ever truly know what he sees. In this regard, we are completely alone and isolated within our own senses, doomed to only know the world around us in a particular way. In this regard, I think some people are able to look at another human and decode what they see in a special way. They might observe that person's reptilian energy field. In the same way, if a ghost passed through a room, perhaps one would see it while others did not. Some people are apparently able to spot those who are closer to the genes of our ancestors, like Kukulkan. Maybe we all shape shift into various fields all the time, but only some are sensitive and perceptive enough to see it. The reptilian field is especially strong, though. The secret contact with paratemporals is really not so secret. It's just not fully divulged by official government sources. It's somewhat puzzling that humans are so dependent on the facade of government that they need officials to acknowledge something. Why do you insist on believing there are people smarter than you? If you walk outside and see a UFO or a ghost, who gives a darn what the government says? Believe your experience, because that's all you have. Governments are in the business of keeping secrets, and that is the key to maintaining an upper hand. Even the descendants of the paratemporal fight among themselves, competing for the favor of the gods to this day. I have no doubt there are bases on the moon, and have been for some while. We didn't just go there to put on a big expensive show. Satellites are unblinking eyes in the sky. Look how much our lives revolve around man-made satellites. So just imagine how valuable control of the moon, the ultimate satellite, has always been. If you view a clear night sky with Generation 3 night vision goggles, like the ones available at paratemporal.com, you will see all kinds of strange things flying around on the edge of space that are not satellites or space junk. Using night vision, I observed an enormous V-shaped formation, February of 2009, flying at night over the desert of Laughlin, Nevada. Our world governments surely have an advanced space program that is hidden, perhaps even integrating paratemporals. Years ago, I presented the world with a video clip given to me by the late Charles Yost that showed what appeared to be a smokestack jutting from the lunar surface with a cloud jettisoned from the top. Instantly and for months, my associates and I were harassed by a counterintelligence operation that worked inexhaustibly around the clock to dispute any information we posted, no matter how speculative, right or wrong. Who were these people? Okay, I'm going to pause right there. I can't believe we only have one more segment left, and I am going to... You know what? This is a close call. I think I can finish this chapter up in the next segment. I'm gonna push it. I didn't realize just how long this is. But if somehow I read the rest of this and I have some time left over, then I also have a cool email I want to share with you. But regardless of that, I do want to just toss this out there. Right now, I'm not accepting requests for personalized, customized sigils, but there is a new free good luck sigil that Lauren and I created that you can go right now and access at thesigillab.com. I actually created this to debut it when I recently appeared on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and it's been a big hit. Again, no cost whatsoever if you go to thesigillab.com. And check out the new Good Luck Sigil. It's down toward the bottom. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hang on, Josh will be right back.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hi, it's Dr. Sky. Keep it right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I've been reading from the book that I published in 2009 called The Secret Wisdom of Kukulkan. And you know what? I was looking at how much of this chapter is left during the break, and I don't think I'm going to be able to finish this chapter before the show ends, because I am given a limited amount of time for each segment, and that this hasn't happened before. So far, I've been able to finish each chapter, but I underestimated how long this particular chapter is. So, I'm just going to have to find a nice stopping point, and then the next time I read this book, I'll be picking up there. All right. Have you noticed the incredible amount of UFO video footage that comes from Mexico? Now, why is this? It seems to be because for years, the United States military has produced weird top secret experiments in Mexico. People in the United States don't keep up with what's happening in Mexico, and most of them don't even speak the language. It's also cheaper to work down there. And therefore, behind the scenes, the U.S. military and Mexican military have a mutually beneficial relationship. If something goes haywire and destroys half of a Mexican state, there won't be as much flack as if half of a U.S. state vanished, perhaps. Of course, considering much of Kukulcan's activity was around Mexico and Central America, activity there may be picking up as we head toward and through 2012, since Kukulcan's culture might plan to visit the same location again. Even huge flying serpents slithering in the sky are being reported and videotaped there. Could the serpent-like reptilians of Kukulcan also have been related to ancient dragons and the terrifying yet regal treatment of dragon symbology across the globe? Weapons experimentation draws attention from paratemporals. There are many examples of craft interfering with bases and military operations. But perhaps the best example is the Roswell incident. The first modern nuclear explosions occurred in New Mexico. The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were delivered from the Roswell base. It was a top-secret facility full of the world's best aviators, insulted when told they were only seeing weather balloon debris. And less than 2 years after the nukes were dropped, this UFO crashed near Roswell. That same month, around 20 days later, President Truman signed the National Security Act, forming the Air Force and the CIA, and laying the grounds for the NSA. Is this just a coincidence? Some conspiracy experts, like aviator John Lear, say that earthly governments work with aliens to experiment on humans in dark, horrific ways. Stories about underground alien bases in Dulce, New Mexico, or even at Brown Mountain, give us pause. If unethical and downright horrible things are being done to citizens in the name of national security, it makes sense for much of it to be done in or near Mexico. At various places around the country, like Taos, New Mexico, entire populations complain of being driven half mad by a constant low rumbling, like the hum of machinery below the ground. Just how extensive are these underground bases? I should also mention that new information on Roswell continues to surface. Researcher David Sirita videotaped an interview with Boyd Bushman, a senior scientist at Lockheed Martin for years. Bushman claims he knew the pilot who shot down the Roswell craft using a secret weapon that Sirita thinks may have been based on Tesla's work. According to Bushman, the pilot got the opportunity to walk inside the downed craft, and he said the outside shined metallic, but once inside, he could see out through transparent walls, similar to one-way glass. He also said the floor was spongy, and that the creatures were half organic and half inorganic. Bushman was so inspired by the alien tech that he produced a simple anti-gravity experiment. He bolted two powerful neodymium magnets together, forcing them against their opposing fields, and dropped them repeatedly from a 59-foot tower, reproducing Galileo's famous gravity experiment. The magnet apparatus would consistently hit the ground later than a control. This defied physical laws, proving an anti-gravity effect somehow based on magnetic stress. Bushman said nine scientists signed an affidavit confirming they had witnessed this over and over. Is a wonderful key to our knowledge, even this simple, being hoarded by government scientists to this day? Government is really a business that takes full advantage of public weakness. And many institutions that reflect the same model are no different. I've been criticized for believing in ghosts by people who in the same breath pray to God. How are the concepts of ghosts and paratemporals any less believable than the idea of God, angels, demons, and other spiritual presences? Some people are so self-unaware that they can't even separate themselves from their personal experiences. If they grew up with it, it's normal to them, no matter how weird to anyone else. Oddly enough, most people are oblivious to their own self-contradictory views, and those who seek to control will use confused minds of the masses and twist those strange thoughts into whatever serves best. It's mind control on one level or another. And if we are to view the world by strict scientific standards, well, a lot of these beliefs seem inherently insane. Thomas Jefferson was roundly criticized for saying, It does me no injury for my neighbor to say there are 20 gods or no god. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg. That is the approach we should all use in government. There should be a difference between one's personal morals and ethics and that common ground of legislation upon which we must all agree to behave. Mind your own business, and as long as you don't harm someone else directly, do what you like. My campaign slogan would be privacy, prosperity, and personal freedom, and little changes could be done to help restore pure leadership again. We should require no bill to be longer than 10 pages, so our representatives might actually have a chance to read it, and every law should expire after 10 years. If it's not important enough, if it's not important enough to renew in 10 years, we probably don't need it. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop right there. And you know that I am not I don't talk about politics on this show. But back when I was writing this book in 2009, I was willing to go a little bit more in that direction in this book because I was talking about conspiracies and how all of this may go directly back to the secret wisdom of Kukulkan and how that wisdom has been kept secret. So now I know, however, where to pick up when I start reading this again, but I'm pretty sure that that kind of content is over with. I think we've made it. That's as far as I'm going to go down that road. Nick Redfern called this book a truly mind-bending road, and he said it was profoundly elevating. Okay, thank you for listening to that, and I believe I will go ahead and try to read an email I got real quick from this lady named Joy, and her subject line is Sigil Miracle. I downloaded the pet protection sigil from your site and placed it above my dog's bed in the living room where I look at it often. A few days ago, we were out on a walk, and my dog, Betty, came face to face with a large rattlesnake. She had her face right in the snake's face. I was screaming at her to leave it, and after about a minute, she retreated with no snake bite. I was so relieved and shocked the snake did not bite her. It was standing up like a cobra, and it certainly should have. I am so thankful and feel blessed and believe that your sigil saved my Betty. We were a mile from home on our farm, and it could have turned real nasty in a hurry. I've had them strike at me for no reason at all, but just walking by. God bless you, Mr. Warren, and your lovely wife for all of your combined work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then she says, P.S., it did not end up well for the rattler. She says, respectfully, Joy, and I guess it's okay for me to give... I'll just say Joy. She gives me another name. And she says, we're in a little house on the Colorado prairie. Well, that's wonderful, Joy. Thank you so much for that positive report. And if you are listening and you're like, where did she get this pet protection sigil? Just go to thesigillab.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see where it says, for more info on paracymatic sigils, click here. And that will give you a link to a lot of free sigils, including that one. Okay, my friends, it is time for us now to focus on something positive for the next week. I want you all to relax. If you can, close your eyes and let us listen together to the one, the only, the original Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.